Unit 2, Part 1. Abby is listening to a news broadcast on the radio. You now have 50 seconds to study questions 1 to 10. Now listen to the news broadcast. The news broadcast will be played 2 times. The news broadcast will begin now.
Welcome to 5-Minute News. I'm your reporter, Henry Chan. The big news today is about a large typhoon in China. Typhoon Jess hit eastern China on early Wednesday morning. Chinese news reported winds of 118 kilometers per hour. The strong winds and heavy rain knocked down many trees, blocked many of the main roads, and broke windows in homes and buildings. It also caused injuries to at least 80 people. After hitting the coast of China, the typhoon is now getting weaker, but there'll still be heavy rain for several days.
You now have 20 seconds to answer questions 1 to 3.
The next news. In Taiwan, 300 millimeters of rain fell on Tuesday. Heavy rains caused floods and landslips. More than 200 people were hurt. In northern Taiwan, the flood destroyed many buildings, so more than 200 people needed to leave their homes.
You now have 15 seconds to answer questions 4 and 5.
Now for more about the earthquake which hit southwestern China. The earthquake happened at 11 p.m. on Thursday and most people were sleeping. Chinese news reported that it injured more than 2,000 people. It also damaged many houses and blocked many roads. Rescue workers can't use the roads, so they're using helicopters to bring food, water and blankets to the victims. They've also set up simple plastic houses so that people who have lost their homes can have a place to stay.
You now have 20 seconds to answer questions 6 to 8.
Charities are asking people to make donations. Lawrence Tam, a team leader of Helping Society, has urged people to donate clothes and food because the victims really need them. It's winter there, and the temperature will go down in the coming days. If charities don't get enough food and clothes, more people will suffer from hunger and the cold weather. To make donations, you can visit Helping Society's website, www.helpingsociety.org.
You now have 15 seconds to answer questions 9 and 10. Listen to the news broadcast again and check your answers. The news broadcast will begin now.
Welcome to 5 Minute News. I'm your reporter, Henry Chan. The big news today is about a large typhoon in China. Typhoon Jess hit eastern China on early Wednesday morning. Chinese news reported winds of 118 kilometers per hour. The strong winds and heavy rain knocked down many trees, blocked many of the main roads, and broke windows in homes and buildings. It also caused injuries to at least 80 people. After hitting the coast of China, the typhoon is now getting weaker, but there'll still be heavy rain for several days. The next news. In Taiwan, 300 millimeters of rain fell on Tuesday. Heavy rains caused floods and landslips. More than 200 people were hurt. In northern Taiwan, the flood destroyed many buildings, so more than 200 people needed to leave their homes. Now for more about the earthquake which hit southwestern China. The earthquake happened at 11 p.m. on Thursday, and most people were sleeping. Chinese news reported that it injured more than 2,000 people. It also damaged many houses and blocked many roads. Rescue workers can't use the roads, so they're using helicopters to bring food, water, and blankets to the victims. They've also set up simple plastic houses so that people who have lost their homes can have a place to stay. Charities are asking people to make donations. Lawrence Tam, a team leader of Helping Society, has urged people to donate clothes and food because the victims really need them. It's winter there, and the temperature will go down in the coming days. If charities don't get enough food and clothes, more people will suffer from hunger and the cold weather. To make donations, you can visit Helping Society's website, www.helpingsociety.org.
This is the end of Unit 2, Part 1.